Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now we have a guest in the studio. We have Laura Holm from Embracing Unique. Welcome to Vectis Radio.
Hello.
Hello. So, Laura, tell us about Embracing Unique.
Okay, so my history is I'm a photographer. I've been a photographer for 20 years. And I started up Body Confidence Photography a couple of years back. And it's kind of grown into a thing now that people use to help them build their own confidence. And for me, it's about empowering people to embrace their own unique and be who they really are. So we have coaching services and things like that as well, where people can genuinely just be happy in their own skin.
That's fantastic. So what sort of things do you do in your Embracing Unique? You talked about photography and also coaching. What sort of things do you do?
Okay, so recently I qualified as a body confidence and wellness coach. So I have packages that are built up, and we do things like courses. So we have a 6 weeks sessions where we sit and discuss some of the body confidence issues people have and some of the things that are holding them back in life so they can progress forwards and be the real people who they are. It converts into doing a photo shoot. So we do body confidence photo shoots. So we come into the studio, we do various poses and sort of setups so that people can genuinely see their real selves. It's on the lines of boudoir photography, but it's not, because it's all about the body and who we are, and we address some of those areas of our body that we don't necessarily like, and we kind of see them in a completely different light.
So it's all about seeing yourself as you really are without not liking yourself then?
Yes.
That's a really good thing, because different. You know, in the days now that we're in, where perfectness seems to be the thing, you know, photoshopping and all that business, it's really nice to see something where people are encouraged to look at their whatever it is they're not happy with and really sort of make that into a positive thing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm all about. I'm passionate about people being who they really are, not you know, we have social media, we have media, we have everything around us that projects this perfect image. We have perfect families, we have perfect things, and invariably we are struggling to deal with the perfect side of life. And for me, it's about people just taking a step back and saying, okay, this is who I am. I have scars, I have stretch marks, I have lumps and bumps, but it's all part of my journey, it's all part of my story, it's all part of who I am as a person.
So it's about improving your confidence as well, isn't it? And
definitely.
Sort of saying, well, yeah, I acknowledge I've got this and that, but that is me.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Definitely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what sort of thing made you want to do this in the first place?
Okay, so a bit of my history. I used to work for the County Press. I was a County Press photographer for 15 years. A lot of people know me through that. And I took a step back from that because I have three young boys who are now getting big boys. And I had a friend contact me. She wanted to do a photo shoot. She was really uncomfortable with doing it, but she wanted to do it as a special treat to herself and her partner. So we did it. She said, I don't want these shared anywhere. And I was like, that's fine. And unbeknown to me, she'd shared them all over Facebook.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
And they were all obviously tasteful. And it suddenly became, there was lots of people come to me, I wish I had the confidence to do this, I wish I could do this, I'd love to have some pictures like this. And it started to snowball from there. And I'm naturally a person that likes to help people, and I like to listen to people, and I like to talk to people. I'm quite what I call a nosy person. I like to ask questions and be around people. And it's kind of snowballed from there, and it's grown over the last couple of years, obviously in line of what's happened with COVID and everything. It made me evaluate my own life. And then I've had a lot more people come forward to me and said, I want to be more confident. I want to be able to do what I need to do. And I've got quite a few friends now that have started their own businesses on the back of building their own confidence.
That's fantastic. You know, in fact, it's quite amazing, Ron, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah, it is.
So it is about loving yourself as you are, isn't it?
Definitely, because if we don't love ourselves, we can't give and love to other people. I've learned, and I've been on a journey myself, and I've had to address some of my own confidence issues, and everyone sees me as quite a confident person, but I do have my own insecurities and doubts. Coming on the radio today was one of them.
Bless you.
But I've addressed it, and I am one of those people that meets everything head on. And I have been saying to a lot of people, you know, we all have that question, what if? And invariably it's what if it goes wrong? Mm. But I always say, well, what if it goes right? And, you know, we learn from mistakes. I don't call them mistakes anymore, I call them lessons. So we learn from them, and sometimes things don't go right. And unfortunately, it's one of those things. But if we push ourselves and step forward into our own power, invariably it will all go the way it needs to go.
Because confidence is something that you need to grow, isn't it? It isn't something that's just there.
No, yeah,
it's something you need to develop and grow. And, you know, I really think that's great that you're giving people the confidence to be who they truly are, even though they might not think that they've got the confidence to do things.
It is, and it's been fascinating, especially the last couple of weeks, because I've been coaching some wonderful ladies, and it does predominantly tend to be ladies at the moment because I'm obviously female.
Oh,
but
I do have
a few gentlemen that have come forward that like to do the similar sort of thing. But for me, it's about finding out about their story, and invariably it's something we've held on to since we were children. Our confidence and who we are as people is instilled in us from the ages of between 0 and 8. So, and a lot of the stuff we don't necessarily remember, but we've held on to it, and it's putting up those little barriers so we can't develop to be who we need to be.
It's the same with body image though, isn't it?
Yeah,
because again, you know, with social media and all the things that are going on, you know, everywhere, it seems things being perfect seem to be that what people aspire to, and that's not what we can do, is it?
No.
As individuals.
And it's one of those things, like when I do my photography, people say, can you Photoshop this? And I always say no, because, you know, they say the camera never lies. The camera can lie quite easily. You know, with the age-old of Photoshop and things like that, things can be doctored and things can be changed to make it look perfect. But it's in an ideal world. You know, we'll all have this perfect skin and perfect hair and perfect bodies and perfect clothes and perfect lives. But it doesn't necessarily happen like that. And I think we need to all sort of appreciate and be grateful for what we have got. And if you want more, then we can work towards that. And that's, for me, that's what life is all about. It's embracing our unique and who we are.
I think I need to get a new mirror then. So when I look in it, I look perfect in the mirror, but I don't really, but there you go. But I think confidence as well can be a shield, can't it?
It can.
Someone can be very, very confident, outgrowing, but deep under, when they get home, they're not. They're a nervous wreck. But it's bravado, isn't it? They put it on as a front.
It is.
Do you find things happen like that? Or
I was one of those people. You know, I've been obviously working for the County Press, I was put in very many situations where they're always difficult, and, you know, everyone's looking towards me. And there were times where I kind of put a mask on and I was that person, but I'd get home and I'd be completely withdrawn and tired and doubting everything I was doing. So, you know, even the most confident outgoing people are having their own struggles, because they invariably, when you are more confident, more people come to you, and you have to be that person all the time. And sometimes you don't want to be that person.
No,
you just want to stay in bed under the duvet and eat chocolate.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
You don't do it very often then, do you?
I do. I just run a lot too.
Oh, right, that's why, yeah.
So, Laura, how can people find out more about your Embracing Unique, and where do you do all this lovely work?
Okay, so I've obviously got various Facebook pages. I have my business page, which is Embracing Unique with Laura Holm. I have a private group, which anybody is welcome to join. There's a couple of questions to answer, and that's called Embracing Unique, Place You Can Just Be You. I have a website, www.embracingunique.co.uk, and there's free downloads that you can get, and obviously lots of other things going on. I'm at the moment developing some new courses and workshops for people to be a part of. I work from two studios, one in Ryde and one in Newport, and I have a space at in my home for doing the coaching sessions and things like that. But I can basically take my stuff anywhere, so if people have room in their homes, I can take the studio to them.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
It certainly is.
So thank you so much for coming and speaking to us today, Laura. And will you come back again and tell us how you're getting on?
Of course I will.
Thank you so much.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.